unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it
yes!
is Jesse Gigant!
Go!
U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Raleigh and Judge, historic homers, Cleveland and the Yankees in first place. NFL tonight, Seattle at Arizona, college football, Army at East Carolina, and the Ryder Cup is on deck. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com, talking less recruiting and more Clemson football and an open date. Going to dive into, let Paul fix this thing. First, identify the 111 things that are going wrong. And then fix, give me some short-term, some long-term fixes. I'm not sure there's short-term fixes, but maybe long-term fixes. We'll get with him at 8:05. Going to talk college football today, obviously. Going to talk about the big games this weekend, Alabama, Georgia, I should say, and Oregon and Penn State. All the other really good Tier 2 games that are out there this weekend. Major League Baseball, final 4 days of the regular season, Ryder Cup, NFL, busy show. The gentleman that will guide us through it, the first place Guardian fan, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good day for you.
We are. The magic number is at 2. The magic number for the division is at 3. We have seen a lot of stupid stuff happen, just you and I, and between our two teams in the last year. This might be the dumbest thing we've seen happen so far. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. The Tigers have lost 8 in a row. What was the farthest you were behind at one point?
They were back on July 8th, 15 and a half games.
Unbelievable.
So this is already a record for the biggest blown division lead within a season. I got to imagine it will break a host of other records if the Guardians are able to close it out as soon as tomorrow, which we'll see. Long way to go. Very, very long way to go. 4 days, a lot can happen. We've seen just how much can happen in the last 4 days of baseball. But if you would have told me on July 8th we'd be in this spot, I would have asked how many drinks in you were, is probably my response.
And part of it is you played great baseball. Part of it is the Tigers are just reeling right now, making like just awful mistakes at the wrong time. They've lost 8 in a row. They've lost 9 in the last, what is that, 11 in the last 12, 11 in the last 13 or something. Like, it's bad.
It's bad. They're just in their own head. Yeah. I think there was a little, I told you in the summer, I thought there was a lot of regression coming for the Tigers. I did not think that that regression would include the Guardians getting red hot despite being a pretty not great baseball team. But you know what? I'm having more fun than I've had with this team in a long time, so I will take it.
Yankees in tied for first. It was hard to pull for the Red Sox, but we are because they beat the Blue Jays again. The Yankees won again. So they're tied for first. We can talk about that. We'll give you an idea of the wild card in the American League, National League, where things stand, the divisions. The Dodgers can wrap theirs up. Playoff spots are being wrapped up. One more wild card spot out there. We can talk about those things coming up. I guess the baseball scores here in a minute. Your Wednesday, everything go good on Wednesday for you?
Yeah, it was great. Went to came in here, went home, went to work at night, watched the game at work. So not my best call, to be blunt with you, but that a playoff chase takes precedent sometimes for me, even on the call. So,
I had a great day. I hit the ball yesterday. My ball striking was great yesterday.
There we go.
Putted like a blind man, but still.
Weather's cooling down after today, it looks like.
Yes.
Looks like next week. This appears to be the two-week stretch where Clemson goes on by and it's 88, and then they come back and it's 68.
Yes.
Every year. Clockwork.
Yep. Going to be beautiful fall weather here coming up, kicking off October for sure. Hey, here's one quick thing for you. The Guardians, I wonder the last time someone won their division with a negative run differential.
I can't imagine it's been a while. I would also venture to guess there's a decent chance we were involved in it.
Yeah, but if you went, here's the good news is if you, well, no, not necessarily, because you could lose 10-0 and win 3 1-run games and still do that. Yeah. I was going to say, if you do that, you might erase that. But that's very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, they're not a very good, I mean, we've been talking about this all year. Like, they're not a very good baseball team. It makes this make even less sense. I will say, 19 straight starts, Mickey. They went to a 6-man rotation about 3 weeks ago. Since then, 19 straight starts where starting pitchers have allowed 2 or less earned runs.
Oh, that's great.
That is now second all-time. One more would tie them for the MLB record. If you're looking for why they are so good all of a sudden, the pitching lab is working again.
Yeah, that's working. There's all kinds of things that are going on as far as what to expect in home field advantage stuff. Yankees and Blue Jays tied right now in the American League East. Also tied for the best record in the American League right now,
that
but Seattle's right there too.
Humongous situation to try and get that bye.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. And Phillies and Brewers. Well, you know, Brewers look like they've got that wrapped up. Yeah, they've got almost wrapped up there. So a lot to do. Let me tell you first scores from last night. Braves had their winning streak snapped. Nationals won 4-3. Brewers beat the Padres 3-1, Rays over the Orioles 6-2. The Guardians, was just told you, 5-1 over the Tigers. Pirates in 11 innings over the Reds 4-3. Phillies beat the Marlins 11-1. Yankees over the White Sox 8-1. Red Sox beat the Jays 7-1. Rangers 4-2 over the Twins. Cubs, watched a little bit of this one last night with my son, 10-3 over the Mets. Angels 3-2 beat the Royals. The Mariners 9-2. They're obviously with an unbelievable performance by Cal Raleigh. Tell you about the historic home runs in the second, 9-2 over the Rockies. Dodgers down the D-backs 5-4. Giants 4-3 over the Cardinals. And the A's shot the Astros 6-0. Cal Raleigh hit 59 and 60 historic home runs for a catcher. And Aaron Judge, for the fourth time in his career, hits his 50th home run. So a couple of big home runs last night. Can be a lot of fun.
And Kyle Schwarber hit 2 more. He's got 56.
Man, what a bombed. What a unbelievable second half.
We've talked about this with Schwarber before. Have you ever seen Kyle Schwarber hit a home run to the pole side that wasn't absolutely obliterated?
Yeah, it's one of those beautiful looking things where it just jumps.
I mean, it's just a massacre every time he swings.
Will you watch 7:30 tonight, ESPN Army East Carolina from Dowdy Ficklin Stadium in Greenville, North Carolina, where East Carolina's a 4.5-point favorite. The 2-2 Pirates are over the 1-2 Army.
Mickey, you know I'm a sicko, but I will not. I will be watching the Guardians at 6:40. I will be watching the Seahawks-Cardinals game at 8:20. That one is not even going to get a screen, unfortunately. But all right. I'll be hoping for a good game for those of you that will be tuned in.
You mentioned it, Prime, 8:15 tonight, the 2-1 Seahawks, the 2-1 Cardinals from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, where Seattle is a 1.5-point favorite going into to that one. So a good weekend there for sure. Ryder Cup tomorrow. Now, I will go ahead and warn you, Sam. Tomorrow we have four guests, and tomorrow there will be points and times where, as we have the Ryder Cup on here, that I'll be so into it live. Very few sporting events happen live on the show. But I'll be so into it live that I'll be in the middle of a sentence or somebody asking me, hey, what do you think about the South Carolina-Kentucky game? And I'll be going like this, and you'll go, Mickey, the caller asked you a question. And I go, oh, what's that now? I'm sorry. True story. When Morgan Thomas was here, I had to get up and turn the TV off. Because I'd ask him a question, he'd be so ADD up into the TV over there that... But that Ryder Cup's going to be awesome. Opening ceremonies yesterday, and just a lot of drama. It's just going to be awesome, man. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and we're going to see the crowds and see the heckling and see the New York influence on it and see what that looks like. And I got some listeners that are going, so we want to hear from you guys. If you're already up there, if you're listening on our app, I told you I got some guys going to football weekends all over the country that are listening to the show this weekend. I got buddies of mine going to Virginia, Florida State tomorrow night, and then Penn State and Oregon. So want to hear from you on all those coming up. We're going to start looking forward to this week's games. We've been so marred up into fixing Clemson football that we hadn't really talked about all this week's games. And so we're going to do that. Segment two today, what are we going to do?
That's exactly what we're going to do. We do on every Thursday, we're going to go around the slate. No Clemson or South Carolina. Does South Carolina play this week?
They play Kentucky.
They do play Kentucky.
Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one.
I talk about this all the time that for teams out there. I mentioned it for Clemson. I mentioned it for everybody. Right now, South Carolina has ills in football. South Carolina football is hurting right now. Well, guess what? The doctor's got the prescription for you. Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, we say that, but then Kentucky seems to always stay in these games that we think they're going to get blasted out of.
Not anymore. Not last year against South Carolina, and not the last few years against South Carolina. And my favorite story ever was when Florida beat Kentucky, and Mick Huber, the Florida announcer, on the post game, got with Coach Steve Spurrier. Coach, you win your 20th consecutive game against Kentucky, and you look good. You had 700 yards of offense. He goes, well, you got to remember, Mick, it's only Kentucky. So it's only Kentucky tomorrow night. Williams Bryce, South Carolina gets good. But here's the deal. They better get good because then they have an open date. And from there on.
Have fun.
At fourth-ranked LSU. 7th-ranked Oklahoma. My Volunteers might be out for that one at home. 17th-ranked Alabama, who won't be ranked at the end of this week. At 13th-ranked Ole Miss. At 9th-ranked A&M, Coastal, and Clemson. So buckle up.
Every time I think of Kentucky now, I think, was it Noah a couple weeks ago that called in just screaming about Zach Calzada?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Zach Calzada, there's no shame in selling insurance.
I mean, get a job, man. Get a job. But they are now in a new era of Kentucky football. They're in the Cutter Bowley era. You know that if things went really, really bad this weekend and some injuries happened.
A couple cutters.
You can see two cutters. Cutter. Which is it's like the Mariano Rivera Bowl.
I mean, that would be that'd be pretty incredible.
Cutter Bowley, Cutter Woods, maybe.
What are the odds of that? How many quarterbacks named Cutter are there in D1?
I mean, in the history of D1, two. Anyway, Cutter Bowley took over last week.
There's got to be a way to look this up. There's got to be a database.
Got to be Cutter quarterbacks in there. Cutter Bowley went 12 of 21 last week, 240 yards, but two touchdowns, no picks.
That actually appears to be it. There appear to be two. There's a Ben Cutter at West Virginia, but it appears Cutter Bowley and Cutter Woods are the only two in their SEC quarterbacks. What are the odds?
I think that instead of a sandstorm this weekend, then if Cutter Woods plays Cutter Bowley, they should play Enter Sandman because of Mariano Rivera and the Cutter. So I was very, very fortunate in my life to watch on two or three occasions Mariano Rivera pitch a baseball game. It's unbelievable the feeling you get when you see that coming out of the bullpen. So that's pretty cool. Can't wait. I'm going to get more into that Dabo Swinney having to make changes thing and how that's inauthentic to him. Is it unauthentic or inauthentic? Inauthentic to him and how it goes against everything he's built and why that's not the easiest decision, even those fans is what we clamor for. So we'll get into that a little bit today, too.
Inauthentic is correct.
Inauthentic. Yeah. Inauthentic. Yes. All right. A short break. I do want to tell you about my awesome friends at the Patterson's Tax Service. Get your taxes done. Get them done right. Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Patterson's Tax Service, they're doing all of the taxes, the tax prep stuff, the business, the prep preparation of sales, use or hospitality taxes, all the interstate taxes stuff. They do all that stuff for you. Payroll taxes, they do all those things for you. They can give you the financial guidance too. All of the bookkeeping, all the assets and liabilities and all the payroll services. And then they can create LLCs for you. Anything to do with taxes, anywhere you can hear my voice, because we have a bunch of people listening on apps, a bunch of people listening on podcasts, get in touch with them. Patterson's Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We'll take a break. We'll come back talking college football with Sam Jones in segment two right after this.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're gonna inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber, One Time Plumber.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. TopDressing.com, 888-850-1850. As Sam just mentioned, some cooler weather coming, and that reminds me to tell you about rescuing your fescue. A guaranteed result. They're going to make sure it's going to work. It always works. The reason they guarantee this is they don't have to go back and make good on it because it always works. This compound, I mean, this compost they put down, this scientifically derived substance they put down on your grass, on your fescue grass, it looks awesome, and you're gonna love how it the envy of the neighborhood with your yard. Let them do it commercially for you as well. It's your business. It's our great friends over at TopDressing.com. The video stuff. Go to the site and understand a little bit what we're talking about and see just how, like, when these people show up, it's like they got the big Zamboni out there. And I love it when Wes talked about the one man that said he thought that. He woke up one night or one day and looked out and said, I thought I moved to Ireland. Like, this, the emerald grass looks so dark green and beautiful. Let them rescue your fescue. TopDressing.com with a guaranteed result for your fescue lawns right now in the upstate of South Carolina. 888-850-1850. 888-850-1850. It's our great friends at TopDressing.com. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
As we do every week, Mickey, we're going to go through, and usually this takes us a couple segments, but it's a good way to spend a Thursday. We're going to go through the rest of the games on this schedule, and without Clemson on the schedule, this is going to be a much calmer game viewing experience for all of us this weekend.
I looked at my Whoop scores and where my stress levels are like.
Can't imagine it was in the green.
Oh, no. Red. It looked like the storm's coming. Reds and yellows and oranges in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all. I'm kind of looking forward to a bye week. I think this is a... not a well-timed one from a football perspective in a lot of ways. They need to come out and win immediately, and you got to sit on a loss for 2 weeks. But I'm kind of looking forward to not having to worry about this football team for a week. But we got a lot of great games. This is just an unbelievably good slate. Another reason why I'm really glad it's a bye week, because Clemson's game would not have been anywhere near as good as any of the other games on the schedule based on where they're at this season. Let's start here with this Friday night game, Mickey. We're going to go to Charlottesville. Seminole Ted's Mighty Seminoles are heading up for a Friday night game against Tony Elliott in Virginia. They are a 6.5-point favorite on the road. I think Florida State is going to win this game, and I think they're going to win it by 15 points.
I would agree. Now, a couple things. Josh Williams is trying to talk me into Virginia on this thing. I think, because he keeps saying how it's going to be a war. I'm watching the Sharp Money, I think it's Sharp Money, Virginia. And to the point, one of the most important points is, you know, you got to shut the run down. And can Virginia stop their run? Virginia gave up 200 yards rushing to NC State, but if Virginia shut down Stanford's run game, they shut down Coastal's run game.
Top 35 run defense in the country versus the number two rushing offense in the nation.
And Florida State post Alabama hadn't played anybody, but they have 700 yards of offense in both of those games. The other psychological thing, and maybe I put too much into psychological. You're telling me Friday night, you're telling me Charlottesville, I get it. Next week, Florida State, Miami.
Are they looking ahead?
Yes. Yes. That's in Tallahassee. That's the game of the year for Florida State. Are they looking ahead?
That could be for the conference. I mean, could it very be. Well could be at the end of the day. It could be a playoff game.
I still believe that, and I love Chandler Morris. He's off to a really good start. So, I mean, there are some factors out there. That being said, Florida State's better than Virginia, and I think more than 6.5 points better than Virginia.
I am with this game where you were with West Virginia Pitt last week, where if Virginia wins, I don't think it's going to be because of on-the-field reasons necessarily, more so the things that you just mentioned outside of the in-between-the-lines thing, where you're in there on Friday night, it's going to be a weird environment because it's a Friday night. They're not shutting down classes or anything in Charlottesville, which I'm stunned by on this Friday. Florida State is going to possibly be looking ahead. It's been a couple weeks since they played anybody. I still think Florida State's offense is just too good. They haven't punted in two games. I just don't see how Virginia is able to shut this team down. It's going to be a very good litmus test here for both of these teams. Florida State, can they take care of business against the team they're pretty solidly better than, but still is competitive? And can Virginia parlay a couple of decent results early in this campaign into a very big win against a marquee opponent at home? This is a big one for Tony Elliott. This is a big one for Florida State. I don't think Florida State gets caught looking ahead, though. I think they win this one like 38-20.
Miles,
I think they're going to blow them out.
And their rushing offense has taken, you know, the headlines there, but Florida State's played good defense, too.
They're just really good.
Defense against Alabama.
Yeah, they've just been really good. We were high on them in the offseason. I think they're better than we thought they would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No doubt about that.
USC, this one I don't know what to do with. USC is a touchdown favorite, 6.5, so basically touchdown. But they're on the road at Illinois. You just got absolutely waxed by Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and the Hoosiers. I think USC is going to win this football game, and I think they're the vastly better team at this stage. But I have some questions about their defense. I have some questions about Illinois coming into this game extremely motivated because they simply have to be. And I have some questions with them going on the road after playing the latest game on the slate last week, as Lincoln Riley points out, into the earliest game on the slate at noon on Saturday.
All right. This is simple to me. One of my axioms, I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I got about 15 axioms when it comes to the show. One of my axioms is that when a team that was highly ranked loses for the first time, there's a letdown the next week. Now, there are some out there that, and I got another axiom for you, but there's some out there that say, well, Illinois is going to be so mad after what happened last week. I do the opposite here. I think Illinois is questioning themselves after just getting absolutely wood-chipped against Indiana. And I think that this is the perfect time to go in. The winds are out of your sails. It's noon. Now, it's 9 o'clock for Southern Cal, but it's noon, obviously, for Illinois. I think Southern Cal, the confidence is a climbing team. I think Illinois feels bad about themselves. They got revealed. They got exposed on these weaknesses. I think Southern Cal is a pretty easy pick here.
Jade Maeva has not thrown a pick yet this year. He has been extremely efficient, as we kind of hoped he would be. Illinois' pass defense has not been very good. I don't expect him to turn the football over in this game. I don't really see how Illinois is going to guard Mekhi Lemon and Jacoby Lane in that wide receiver room. I tend to agree with you on this one. I think USC is going to beat them, I would say, 34-20, maybe.
But you're right about the defense now. There's no doubt the defense is an issue.
It's in between the 20s for me. I've seen them play every game so far this year, and they have struggled a little bit in between the 20s and have hunkered down at times in the red zone, and that's kind of what I'm looking to see here. Can they keep this Illinois team at bay and not let them run some clock. That's really the only way I can see Illinois getting this one. Louisville, 3.5-point favorites at Pittsburgh. This is another one where I really don't know how to evaluate either of these football teams so far this year.
I'm with you.
Louisville hasn't looked particularly great. Pitt hasn't looked particularly great. I took Louisville here because I think they're the marginally better football team, and that's just kind of how I'm doing things this year. But I cannot say I'm confident, as I'm confident in a couple other games on the schedule. This is not one of them.
This is the Philpott game. Noon ESPN 2.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Louisville had the scare with James Madison.
Which, that's a good football team.
Yeah, but I don't see how we learn anything from James Madison and Bowling Green. This is the first really true test. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, the loss to West Virginia was devastating for them. They had the week off, which helps. It's at home, which helps. But I learned nothing from Duquesne or the Central Michigan. This is like, at least Pittsburgh's had one game we tested in it, but I think we learned a lot about both these teams. I have no feel whatsoever. Louisville's a 4.5-point favorite. No feel for this game at all.
Pittsburgh struggled to defend the run against West Virginia in that game. Ty Edwards had 141 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground. He ran for nearly 6 yards a pop. That is not a recipe for success when Isaac Brown is coming to play in your home stadium.
Brown, only 19 carries. I think I'm right for saying this. Only 19 carries so far on the season?
Yeah.
He had 6 carries against Eastern Kentucky. He had 12 carries against James Madison. And he had 1 carry against Bowling Green. I don't know if he's hurt, if you're holding him back. I'm not sure what the issue there is. But Isaac Brown is only very few carries so far in the season.
Yeah, I don't believe Isaac Brown is injured. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure Isaac Brown is going to go. I mean, he could be banged up, and we just haven't seen it. But as far as I know, he's playing, and if he's playing, I just don't see a world in which West Virginia stops him. Now, I can see a world where the pass game doesn't get going for Louisville, which it struggled so far this year, and Miller Moss turns the ball over a couple times, and Pittsburgh gets into it. I think I said West Virginia a minute ago, but I meant Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh gets a couple turnovers and wins this football game, especially at home with 2 weeks to mull over the disaster that happened against their closest rival. But Louisville, I think, is just a slightly better football team.
Feels like offensive head coach versus defensive head coach, too. You know, Brom is usually known for his offense and what a great quarterback he was and all that. And then, obviously, Pittsburgh, when you think about them, it's more of a defensive kind of a tactic. It's going to be an interesting game.
I will also say this does strike me as a game that Jeff Brom loses every year. One of these where you go on the road against a, honestly, mid opponent and then drop that and then beat, like, Miami the next week. Yeah. That's the type of thing that this Louisville team does. Yeah. Let's go to Ohio State, Washington next. I'm super excited.
You
for this
love
game.
Washington.
I love Damon Williams. I love Jonah Coleman. I love Denzel Boston. I love everybody on this football team. They are so much fun to watch. They're 9.5-point dogs at home against Ohio State. I think there's a very real world in which Washington covers this. I don't think they're going to win the football game, though. I think Ohio State is just too much. I think this defense is going to give them fits. Washington has seen absolutely nothing defensively this season that would come even close to what this Matt Patricia-led NFL defense essentially is what is going to give them. But if Washington can keep this one close, it creates a lot of hope for me going forward with Damon Williams likely being a multi-year starter there.
Yeah, here's what I like about Washington. Number one is Williams can hurt you with his feet, and he's off to a really good – I knew he could be a good runner, right? So far in the season, he's got 220 yards rushing in 3 games as a quarterback. I didn't know he'd be this kind of passer. He's completing 74% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, no picks, 778 yards. The other thing I like about Washington, this is balance on offense. I mean, Washington has not, hadn't played anybody yet. But let's say like in the Colorado State game, it's a 17-point win. They beat UC Davis, they beat Washington State. But it's balance. In that game, they had 500 yards of offense. They had 283 yards rushing, and they had 226 yards passing. You go the very next week in the UC Davis game. Again, don't put a whole lot in UC Davis. But in that game, 628 yards, 304 yards passing, 324 yards rushing. Then you go to the last game they played, the in-state rival, the Apple Cup against Washington State. Washington, 473 yards, but they had 298 through the air, 175 on the ground. This is balance. This is a quarterback who can make plays with his feet. This is a very, very difficult place to play. And I worry a little bit about Ohio State's offense coming in. I like the defense. Can you score with Washington? I think Washington's going to score. I think this is going to be a terrific football game. And don't be surprised if number one goes down.
UW is top 20 in the country in takeaways. They are a top 65-ish scoring offense, which isn't great, but I mean, it's up there. Or defense, rather. They're the number two scoring team in the country. And it hasn't been against great opponents, but that Washington State game was close, and the defense took it over in the fourth quarter. So they can score with anybody in the country. Damon Williams is as talented, naturally, as any quarterback in the country. I just think that Washington is going to run into a buzzsaw defensively here, and Ohio State is going to make it uglier than it needs to be.
Is Saiyan, you trust him yet?
I like Julian Saiyan a lot. I think he's really good, but he's turned the ball over a few times this year already, and he cannot do that in this game. So we'll see. This is really the first test that Washington's going to have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm extremely excited for this one. It's at 3:30. There will be sailgating out in the sound. This is going to be very fun.
Ohio State is going to have to score. I think Washington can score. And I know this is a great defense, but there's, you know, defending Texas now doesn't look all that difficult now. Like, we're impressed with that, but Washington's been a better offense than Texas has been. And that game, you know this, Sam, it's a tough place to play. It's going to be a great game, 3:30, out in Puget Sound area.
Maybe the prettiest environment in all of college football.
Yeah,
before we get to the break, and we'll get the other half of these at some point during the show. LSU at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 2.5-point favorite. This is
the Landry Bowl.
This is the Whit Weeks Bowl right now.
Yeah.
I think LSU is going to win the game. I think LSU is the better football team here.
I don't know.
Ole Miss is extremely exciting, but I don't trust Lane Kiffin in this game. I just don't. I don't trust Brian Kelly, but I think the trenches will win this one for LSU. I think this is when Chambliss gets hit with a couple turnovers. I think that controlling the lines of scrimmage here will be key for both teams.
Is Chambliss playing instead of Simmons?
Yeah, it's going to be Chambliss.
Then not like LSU. With that being said, LSU's offense just hadn't looked great.
Nussmeier has not been exemplary.
No, and just to give you that, Nussmeier only, 68% is one thing. 6 touchdowns, 2 picks. And, it's just not done. He's not going to do anything to the ground, but he can't buy extra time back there right now so far. And this offense was stagnant against Clemson. It was stagnant against Louisiana Tech. It was stagnant against Florida. And I don't care about Southeast Louisiana, but, if you're going to beat Ole Miss, you got to score points, I feel like.
This is one where I don't fully know what to do with LSU either, because out of week one, we all thought this is possibly the best team in the country. What is beating Clemson worth at this point?
Nothing. And they didn't look good that great that game, as Dabo pointed out. But they hadn't looked great in two of the three games since.
What is beating Florida worth?
Nothing.
So,
right. But it took a bunch of turnovers. They had 9 first downs against Florida.
But defensively, both of those games are still worth something.
Yeah.
Because you looked good on defense. That secondary looked good. The D-line got a ton of pressure against both quarterbacks.
I worry about Ole Miss's defense, too.
I don't think this is going to be as shootout-y as many Ole Miss games are. Lane Kiffin said take the over. I don't agree. I think this could be a little bit more low scoring. I think Chambliss is going to turn the ball over a couple times. I think this is going to be uglier than most LSU Ole Miss games would seem like they would be.
Can you make a point that Chambliss, he's been better than Simmons. Simmons turned it over.
He's been better than Nussmeier.
How about that? Can you make a statement, or you make a deal that Trinidad Chambliss is a better quarterback than Austin Simmons?
Yeah, but I think this is a tremendous problem for Ole Miss to have, because I think they're both really good. I think they're both going to be really, really good for them. I don't trust Kiffin in a game like this. He's got to show me in this game. If they win this one and keep themselves undefeated, maybe I'll start to buy in fully. I want them to be good because that offense is a lot of fun. But precedent shows that this is not one they win.
All right, we got the two big games still to get into a lot more. We'll take that in the next segment. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Some text starting to roll in. Love to hear from that. A Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great team at Prime Lending help you. Great news about Prime Lending is this is an experienced team. What Mark and his unbelievable squad over there have been able to do is tailor some of these loans and make it exactly what you need. Your loan's going to be different than anybody else's. It's going to be tailored exactly what you want. So start the process today, 864-272-0033. If you're buying a home, there's renovation, refinance, the VA loan stuff they do as well. Gather your financials and get the appraisal and title search. Let them do the underwriting and all that, and let this thing, they'll close it out. It's easy. How about this? How about 96% customer satisfaction rate and 4.9 star rating on Google right now? Get in touch with some great friends at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com, 272-0033. Love Mark, love the team, primelendingsc.com. More of this week's big games in college football preview when you come back after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the Upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Sitting here today with our good friend, Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
You've waited all summer for the weather to get a little cooler. Now it's getting a little cooler, and why don't you join about 2,000 of your coolest friends every Thursday night for Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. It's outside dining, great live music, and you come on and join the party. Here's just a few sounds. Bring your chairs just in case, because the tables and chairs go very quickly. And then join us every Thursday night at 5:30 for the Happy Hour Artists. This is a chance for up-and-rising young emerging artists to debut their talents right here at Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night. If you want to know what's happening and who's playing, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. And then grab your friends, your cool friends, and join about 2,000 of your other friends every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP, and just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
If you have issues with joint pain, then QC Kinetics gives you joint pain options. More affordable relief. You've asked for flexible consulting. They've listened to you. Now when the pain hits, you can be minutes away from the telemedicine appointments that you're the priority of these medical pros. And so you call and you set up things on this. Talk to this medical professional on this video conference or on a phone call. And it gets you set up. So if you're tired of missing out on life, missing out on the kids or the grandkids, missing out on pickleball or golf or running, because joint pain has you down, and if you can't get out and do what you normally did, then make a phone call, get set up with a telemedicine video and video conference, and see if they can just talk to you about health and talk to you about maybe getting you where you don't have to have surgery, maybe you don't have to take drugs, maybe you get that unbelievable regenerative medicine working on your side. Set it up today. Call today to schedule it. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. Virtual consultations. Fast, quick, easy, convenient. Call 864-766-8454. I'll let you continue with this preview here, Sam. Segment two turning to segment three because, as you mentioned, this is a great week and we've got more games to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you.
You didn't mention Notre Dame or Arkansas, by the way.
It's in the next five.
Okay, and I'm sorry. I thought you were going by time-wise, chronologically. I'm sorry.
I'm not that advanced. We're going to go to that one next because you mentioned it. Notre Dame, Arkansas, this is an interesting game. Talen Green has a pretty good argument for best player on the field, but the rest of the team does not have much of an argument here for me. Notre Dame looked really good offensively against Purdue for whatever what that's worth.
Gave it 300 yards through the air.
They did. I mean, well, Purdue has a pretty good offense. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Purdue guy. The offense is good.
Love the handoff where he threw it back out to the quarterback.
Josh Henson hasn't called plays in 8 years and he's bored. Mm. They didn't look good on defense against Texas A&M. They looked okay against Miami. The offense seems to have found something. C.J. Carr is getting better rapidly. What do we feel here?
So, a friend of mine is an Arkansas fan and played golf. He was playing golf with us in the group behind us yesterday and was asking about it. He didn't understand it. He said, Arkansas fans don't get it. Arkansas saw what Arkansas did so far in the season, and they didn't like the Ole Miss loss, and the Memphis loss really, really hurt their feelings. Arkansas is seemingly going to score. But the thing about Arkansas is they get 500 yards against Memphis and lose. In the Ole Miss game, they get 526 yards of offense and lose. So it's almost like they can't have enough offense. The issue is on the defensive side of the ball, and I just feel like Notre Dame might play the keep-away game a little bit. I don't think that Arkansas is going to come in and score 30-some-odd against Notre Dame. Ole Miss can score and get in a track meet and beat Arkansas. Memphis can get in a track meet and beat Arkansas. I don't think Notre Dame wants a track meet. So I think Notre Dame tries to run the football, keep their weakness, their defense off the field. I look for a much lower scoring game than they have in the past. But remember this, When Notre Dame comes to town, it's a big deal. And for Arkansas, it's a big deal. And so they need to win. They need to win bad. Sam Pittman will have his club sky high. And I think you're talking about a fourth quarter war. I don't believe in Notre Dame's defense. I believe it. Notre Dame's defense is exactly why it's so hard to maintain. I think it's going to be a fourth quarter war.
I missed a lot of that. However, yeah. I think I get the general gist of this, which is Arkansas can score.
Yeah.
Notre Dame cannot stop.
But Notre Dame's going to try to keep away and run the ball. Absolutely. And keep their defense off the field.
Notre Dame ran the ball about a gazillion times last week, and that's what they should have done against Purdue, who has no front seven other than a couple linebackers who can play in and nobody on that defensive line with TJ Lindsey out. Arkansas is not going to provide a ton of resistance either. They're 87th in the country in run defense, but Taylen Green's really good.
I said when you were on the phone, Notre Dame can't beat Arkansas in a 38-35 game.
I think this is a track meet.
I don't. I think Notre Dame's going to slow the game down to keep their defense off the field. Notre Dame wants to play it in the 20s rather than the 30s.
I think tempo-wise it's a track meet. I don't know if score-wise it gets there. I think Notre Dame will run the football and force a couple turnovers on Taylen Green, and that's probably the difference. I do think Arkansas can keep this close, especially at home, but I think Notre Dame ends up winning this game and probably covering the touchdown. However, this Arkansas team is just kind of a mixed bag of who knows. You're kind of opening Pandora's box anytime you watch them play. You could get Taylen Green looking like Cam Newton one day. Yeah. You could get this offense and defense not being able to do anything one day.
Right.
We don't know. So I fully believe that on their best day, Notre Dame can go down to Arkansas. However, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Notre Dame's offense is going to be too good running the football here, and that is the difference. I just don't see how Arkansas stops Love and Price.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. It's going to be interesting to see. You have thoughts about Auburn and A&M?
I do. It's a 6.5-point spread in A&M's favor here at home. I think they're going to win this one by like 10. Once again, I think Auburn's pretty good. They're fine, but they can't throw the football. And at the end of the day, if Jackson Arnold's throwing for 200 yards maximum a game with one touchdown and one pick, does that win you this football game? No, I don't think it does. A&M is not some sort of stifling defense right now, but they have the talent that you figure in that front they're going to turn up eventually.
You always talk about regression. I think you'll see Jackson Arnold and Marcel Reed have some regression in throwing the football. I don't trust these guys week in, week out to throw the football. They've not been terrible throwing it so far. I just don't see either of these quarterbacks.
Reed's been really good throwing it so
far. Yeah, but that won't happen as we continue.
I think this is a close game. I actually think this is pretty close. Auburn is not going to get blown out this year, I don't think. But I also just don't see this team as anything more than an 8-win football team right now, which is kind of where I had them in the preseason. Yeah. A&M is doing the thing where they start the year really strong, and then it comes crashing down in November, and then we have the 8-5 talks. But right now, with where A&M's at, and I think they have more talent in the fronts on both sides in the trenches, I think they will handle this. I'm interested to see how much Mario Craver eats here, though, against Auburn. He has been unstoppable.
Let me give you a game no one's talking about. Davis Wade, Cowbell Stadium. Tennessee's a 7.5-point favorite. Leiby might have some magic, man. They're 4-0. Tennessee, I'm just telling you, I think this could be a little trap game for Tennessee. I think Mississippi State is better than people think, and I think this could be a trap game. High scoring, but I think you could see Mississippi State's defense is playing much better than you think they played than they did last year. They've improved. Mississippi State's been able to run the ball a little bit this year, and Mississippi State has played much better defense this year. So I believe you could be talking about maybe a – I think Mississippi State's getting better under Leiby. Every week they play a little bit better. Don't sleep on that one, Sam Jones. Don't sleep on Tennessee at Mississippi State.
Well, they're certainly better than any of us expected, and credit has to be given for what they've looked like this year, for beating Arizona State, for what Blake Shapen has done. I still think Tennessee's offense is just too much here. Shootout, though, probably.
South Carolina's going to destroy Kentucky. Kentucky's terrible.
Yeah, they have a penchant for making these games closer than they need to be, despite the fact that they suck. But I think South Carolina handles this. I think Lenora Sellers looked a lot better last week.
Throwing the ball, significantly too many sacks, man. You got to get rid of it.
Absolutely need to get rid of it. Do they have a run game, though? That's not fully on him.
All right, besides, and by the way, Mike, hang on. I'm coming to you, Mike, and how we'll do it in the top of the next hour quickly here because I don't have enough time. But just anybody else besides the two big games? We got about 2 minutes. Anybody else besides the two big games?
I'm looking down the slate here. There are a couple other ones that could catch my eye. I mean, Indiana-Iowa, let's see what Indiana looks like coming off of the big game. Vanderbilt's at home against Utah State. But other than that, Arizona-Iowa State should be a pretty good game as well. BYU has found themselves in the rankings despite the fact that I don't know how they've done that. They play Colorado. That's about it for me.
1 minute each. I have no feel for Oregon, Penn State. I can see either team winning this game in what should be an absolute war on a whiteout.
This is usually a spot where James Franklin actually wins in this type of game with the way the spread is and with where they're ranked, especially in the whiteout. I don't care. I'm picking Oregon. I like Oregon in this one. I like Dante Moore.
Are you agreeing with me that Georgia is waiting in ambush to take out 18 years of frustration?
Yes. But I think Ty Simpson's very good and could carry on his own here. I just don't. Whichever team runs the ball better in this game is probably going to win it. I think Georgia's just better. I think they're more talented. And they're at home.
Yeah, Alabama's going to have a hard time coming to that environment. And by the way, Tiger Harley says, I wish Cade just take a sack. He just runs off through all that. Yeah, I don't know if he wants a sack, though, because, man, that negative yardage, that's a tough deal there. All right, Mike, hang on. I'm coming to you straight out of the break. I want to talk about I got a Ryder Cup thought or two. I have the thought about the Dabo Swinney having to make the changes that everybody thinks is a no-brainer, but is a little bit tougher than maybe, or I'll explain why it's tougher if you've got to make the huge moves. We'll talk about that. And don't forget Paul Strelo at 8:05 this morning. We'll ask Paul about changes and things, that what's broken and what needs to be fixed for sure. Roosters, get your haircut like a man. Get your beard trim, your head shaved, back of the neck razor shave. Anything you're looking to do, they'll take care of it for you. Get your haircut like a man. Seven-step facial, straight razor shave, back of the neck straight razor shave. Get it tidied up, man. Get that thing squared off. Get it squared away for you. You got a big meeting, got a big event, got a big date. Sam, you're on TV every night, all over the place.
Sometimes I'm on camera.
Get that thing tidied up. Let them take care of it for you. Roosters. They're at Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville, roostersmgc.com. Get in touch with those good folks, and they'll take care of you. All right, busy next hour. Love to hear from you. Telephone number 654-ROAR. We will open up phone lines for the first time today. Also, Adams Discovery of text line 654-7627. Busy hour number two when you return right after a very short top of the hour break.